sliced thin to eat with eggs called?
It's called that bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon, the edge before you cut it off, what do you call that? Do you have a name for that?
Well, that would be the fat, the skin, and then the fat. It would be fat between the skin and the meat.
Yeah, well, this was the tough kind of outside part. The edge of the bacon, you have to cut it off before you slice it. The rind, or the, you know, you might call it the rind. The skin, you call it? Okay.
Yeah, the skin outside.
Okay. Now, who's the fellow that kills the meat, cuts it up? What do you call him?
Butcher.
Okay. Now, if the meat's been kept too long and spoiled, the meat's been kept too long, you'd say the meat's done what?
It's spoiled.
Okay. When you butcher a hog, what you used to make from the head? Can you tell me about butchering a hog? What you'd use with the various parts of the hog?
Yeah, you clean the head, and you had to know how to clean it, and make hog head cheese out of it. Boil it till you get all the meat off of it. Clean the ears, cut the inside of the ear off, and drill that. All that side, and cut the sawed teeth off, you know, and everything. It wouldn't be nothing but the head. And the bottom jaws, you take all that skin off of it. And you make sure that the hog was scalded good, there'd be no hair left on it at all, you know. And you'd clean that. You had to work on the one to get one clean, too. And then you'd boil that head till the meat and the skin and all of it would come to pieces, and you could run it. Some people run it to a little meat grinder, and some of it is so tender you take the hand and just mash it all to pieces, you know. And they put onion and seasoning in that thing, and then they usually put the feet in there to clean the feet.
Yeah.
Take all the hoofs out there and pour that in, and that'd give it a kind of a gel like, and then you put that together, and first you let it set over, take all that fat off, you know. After, and then you put that in there, and that's when you take the meat off the bone and put the seasoning, the onion, the flavor and whatnot, and then like boiling and feeding, they kind of form a gel and make it stick together. But it is some of the best you ever eat in a country made whole head cheese.
I never have.
Oh boy, if you ever eat it one time, you think the best thing you ever eat.
Now, what did you do with the hog's liver?
Well, we usually eat it, slice it, eat it.
Grind it up? You ever grind it up and make something out of it?
No, never did.
Liver pudding?
No, I've heard of people doing it, but we never did.
Okay. Did you ever use his blood for anything?
Yeah. They'd, what they call blood sausage.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal?
No.
Maybe, and make something out of that?
No, never did.
Okay. Now, talking about butter and stuff like that, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you might say it got
rancid.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you kept around, you called?
Sometimes it formed a what they call a clabber.